From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, November 21st at 8:54. And we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. It's great to be here. We have slightly lower markets in early trade. December corn down a penny at 4.25 and a half. And next December, December 26, also down a penny and a quarter at 4.59 and three quarters. January soybeans down 4 and a quarter, 11.18 and a quarter. Next year, November 26, soybeans down 2 cents at 11.11 and three quarters. December wheat down a penny and a half in Chicago at 5.25 and a half. And then July 26, new crop wheat down 2 and a quarter at 5.56 and a quarter. Looking at outside markets, last check, Dow Jones up 66 points at 45,819. And January WTI oil down $1.30 at 57.70. So like I said, markets open slightly lower. And soybeans look to avoid a fourth straight session of losses after big gains made on Monday, the beginning of this week. On Monday, we settled up 33 cents. And as of right now, we've kind of given most of that back. So we're looking for a solid close here as we go into the end of the session here today. So this is a soybean-led market right now. Corn continues to be a follower with a much heavier balance sheet compared to the soybeans. Corn had really big acres last spring, and soybeans were pretty low. So that's a big part of that dynamic. No flash sales to report this morning at 8 a.m. from USDA. We're watching those very closely now that the government has reopened. And we're just looking for more evidence of business between U.S. and China as China has resumed buying U.S. soybeans. The recent U.S. drought monitor released yesterday highlighted some serious problems with dryness in key ag growing areas. 32% of U.S. corn production is experiencing drought, 33% for soybeans, and 41% for winter wheat. For our home state of Illinois, 25% is in D1 drought, 51% is in D2 severe drought, and 6% here in our backyard is in D3 extreme drought. It's really kind of beneficial for fall field work and tillage and hydrous and, you know, all these projects, things like that, to come in good shape in spring. But that trend will have to turn around before we have bigger problems for our growing season next year, of course. Of interest, U.S. Secretary of Ag Brooke Rollins said they plan to announce a farmer relief plan the first week of December. The government shutdown has really delayed this program, and renewed Chinese purchases of soybeans have changed that landscape a little bit. The government was shut down 42, 43 days, something like that. And the world kind of changed while the government was shut down. So, nevertheless, Secretary Rollins said it was still appropriate to offer relief funds, even with the soybean rally and renewed purchases. There's still some tough financial situations out there. Now, I should highlight, we don't know what they're going to call this new program the first week of December, but this is separate from the recently announced SDRP Stage 2. Sign up for that begins next week at your local FSA office. Completely different program, and also completely different program from ARC and PLC. So there are several assistance measures and acronyms out there I think can help producers in the area. It's just the timing and the availability of those funds. There's a lag in those programs to get rolled out. So it's kind of a tough year of, it's a cash flow issue maybe more than anything this year. Forecast rain for the Mid-South here in the 7-day forecast and parts of Southern Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, not a huge amount of help for our drought areas, like I mentioned here at a couple minutes ago here in Central Illinois. Also, extended forecast is very cold. There's some cool temps coming in, cooler than normal. I was looking next week, lows in the 20s overnight. So winter is coming around the corner, right around Thanksgiving. So I hope everyone has a great holiday. We'll talk next week, and hopefully Illinois takes care of business as we travel to Wisconsin Saturday. Have a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great weekend as well. And the Fighting Illini do play the Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow on Saturday at 6:30 p.m. in Madison. Currently here in Urbana, some light rain, fog, and 48 degrees. At 9 a.m., 1A starts on AM 580 and Classic Mornings with Vic DiGeronimo on FM 90.9. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.